When the Vanderbilt Commodores walked off the TD Ameritrade Park Field in Omaha last June after winning the 2019 College Baseball World Series, nobody could have known that that would be the last D1 baseball title awarded in at least 2 years. The portentous pandemic shut down the 2020 hardball season like every other sport in this remarkable year. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime for all the info you need to give, connect, and learn more about WWIB Inc. at WWIB.com. The University of Louisville Cardinals were the preseason number one team in the country this year. They had a potential title team before the COVID shutdown. Cards head coach Dan McDonald is back with me on Sports and Commentaries in his 14th season at Louisville, the winningest coach in college baseball over the last decade. Dan, thanks for coming back. Your kids get another year of eligibility because of the COVID shutdown. Some of your players chose to leave for the pros, and some guys like Adam Elliott and Luke Smith announced their intentions to come back and try it again in 2021. How do you put the pieces together for your ball club next year?
It's fortunately the NCAA, they gave us some relief, so they expanded our scholarship slots from 27 to 32, so you can have 32 guys on 8, not 27. They got rid of our roster limit, which was really a really good decision that, you know, our roster limit is capped at 35, but there's just no way in a typical year, 800, whether it's juniors in college or high school seniors and some college seniors, they sign pro contract. 800 a year. This year, there was about 160. So, you know, that simple math of, you know, 640 more baseball players in college. So they had to get rid of that roster limit. And so in the first team meeting for me, I'm going to have about 8 to 10 guys stand up who probably would not still be in my program if it weren't for the COVID. And I'm just going to make it clear, these 8 to 10 guys in a normal year would be right now playing pro ball. But this is what happened. And so the challenging thing for those younger players is, man, now I got a guy ahead of me. The positive is now I get to play with a superstar, older, mature player. So I'm going to really challenge those younger kids in a fuller roster this year. Take advantage of standing next to a Lucas Dunn, a Luke Brown, being in the bullpen with a Glenn Albanese or an Adam Elliott or Michael Kieran. Like, take advantage of to play with these older seasoned, you know, I call them warriors, these guys, as to how tough they are and how much they've grown in their time at Louisville, and you can be better off for it, and use it to your advantage, and don't worry about, wow, I'm not going to get as many innings, or I'm not going to get as many at-bats, because I always tell kids, I kind of joke them around, say, hey, look, if the freshman year is the highlight of your college career, you probably didn't have a real special college career, you know? And I was at Ole Miss when Eli Manning got redshirted. And then, you know, 4 years later, he's the first pick of the draft. Like, I'm not saying we're redshirting everybody, but it's not about really what you do in your freshman year, other than get better and help the team win. You know, if we win a national championship, then maybe it does go down as the highlight of your college career. But only one team, you know, out of 300 gets to host that trophy up in Omaha.
That's right. Vandy did it last year. You guys had a chance to do it this year before the COVID closed down. Yeah, I was looking, Coach, at your highly regarded recruiting class coming in. And you have a kid from East Troy, Wisconsin, a bunch of kids coming from Illinois. Why? I mean, this is not typically baseball country up here with the colder weather. Why is there a definite Midwest flavor to your recruiting class?
That's who we are. I mean, we are the southern home for Midwest kids because two things. One, we are in the South. And we're south of that Ohio River, so you come into Kentucky. And two, we're drivable. you know, that baseball is a family sport. I always say you could live in Florida, Texas, and California. You could drive 10 hours and still be in those states. And for Kentucky's a small state. But if you spread our wings 5 hours, we go past St. Louis. We go into Chicago. We go close to Pittsburgh. We definitely pass Indianapolis and Cincinnati. We can get up into Wisconsin, Minnesota, I mean, Missouri. I mean, so it's just, you know, for us, it's the style. It's the way we play. We like the multi-sport athletes. We like the tough kids. We like the blue-collar kids from a lot of hard-working families. And it's just been a great, great formula for us. And so, you know, we're very attractive to those kids. They fit well in our system. And as we like to say, you know, we take our show on the road and we want to face the Texas kids and the California kids and the Florida kids. Because when you look at rosters, traditionally they're dominated from kids in their state. And we do very well in the state of Kentucky. But again, it's just a small in population. It's a small state. So we just spread our wings just like a school in Texas or Florida or California would do, where they can have all in-state kids. We just have to look at our radius and say these pockets are in our 5-6 hour radius, and it's worked out great.
All right, Louisville Cards head baseball coach Dan McDonald is team number one going into the season, and depending on what poll you were looking at, about one or two when the season shut down because of the COVID pandemic. And Dan is one of the more innovative college baseball coaches, and I'd like to kind of pick your brain a little bit next time, Dan. Talk about some things you like about college baseball right now, some changes you'd like to see all across the NCAA landscape with your game on our next sports and commentary show. So thank you for being here. We'll talk again very soon on S&C. Have a terrific day, all right?
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.